time of year, obviously January, playoff football in the National Football League. It's just, it's amazing. We're looking forward to going to play a very good Packers team. It's going to be a great environment at Lambeau Field. We're excited about the challenge. We're energized by the challenge. We've had a great week of work so far, and so we're excited to get up there and compete.
So where are we going to help the young guys, you know, take advantage of this opportunity? You may not get this far again.
Well, yeah, I think we kind of had a little bit of that last week, you know, before the playoff game against Atlanta. Just, you know, letting guys know that this opportunity doesn't come along that often, and just take advantage of it. Be prepared. Don't leave any stone unturned in your preparation. And so I think they understand that, and I think they've taken heed to it.
What, if anything, did you learn about Rodgers, seeing him in person here about a month or so ago, that you didn't see on film before the game?
Just his ability to extend plays and to be able to be so accurate down the field. He did a great job. I mean, he's kind of like Houdini out there a little bit. You know, he avoids pass rushes. He avoids that initial surge and can get out of the pocket and make plays downfield with his wide receivers. Or he can even extend. He can even run the football with his legs. He's a tremendous runner in his own right. So, you know, you just have to be very disciplined when you're rushing him.
What did you learn from, you know, the Chiefs' game plan that beat the Packers that week?
Well, the Chiefs, you know, they did a good job of being physical. They tried to slow the game down as much as possible, contain Rodgers in the pocket, and, you know, rush him as a group with their front four. They rushed him as a group. They did a good job of working together, you know, and just collectively, I think everybody understood the task at hand and responded. You know, I think you have to be able to do that as a defense, collectively being on the same page.
How important is it to get at him with a four-man rush so you can leave more guys in coverage?
Well, it's important, you know, whoever's rushing it, that we make sure that we rush as a group, understanding your lane and your responsibility, and make sure we keep that integrity. We don't want to open up any windows for him to throw the football or escape through. And so you have to be cognizant. You have to be very disciplined in your assignment.